Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, we have a very special guest, and I am so excited tonight because I feel the energy. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing this day to be successful, Heavenly Father. We thank you for just blessing us to be able to come on this platform and this ministry and just to uplift and share the gifts that you have given unto the people, Lord. We ask that you will bless Mr. Doug as he comes and shares his music and his ministry with the people of God, Lord. And we ask that something be said or done that would just help people and listeners just magnify and thank you for who you are, Lord. We're asking you would you continue to bless Mr. Doug's ministries and everything that he touched, and bless his family and those who are around him and those who listen to his music, Heavenly Father. And we're just asking you would you just help us to be the people you would have us to be. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. And I would like to read, before we get started, Psalm 136, 1 through 5, and it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 5. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And without further ado, we have come to the part that everyone would like to hear. I would like to introduce to you our guest today. Our guest is an award-winning singer. He's a cowboy pastor and a country artist. He has received numerous awards. His music is on iTunes. It's heard all around the world. I'm just so excited that he is joining us today. So I would like to introduce to some and present to others Mr. Doug Brenny. Mr. Brenny, are you on the line?
Sure, I'm afraid. Thank you.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to be with you tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you a few questions that relates to your music ministry as well as your pastoralship. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. The first question is, can you please tell us about your start in music and pastoralship?
Well, music started way back when I was 2 years old. I sang my first solo in church. So I grew up in church and grew up singing. I was involved in youth choirs. I helped lead music in my youth group. Went to college as a music major at a small Baptist Bible college in California to lead music in churches, and also to work with youth. And so after graduating there in 88, my wife and I were married. We moved to a small church in Bath, Michigan, and spent 4 years there working as a music and youth minister. We moved up to Alaska, where we spent the next 21 years, and worked most of the time in music and youth ministry, and then also pastored a small church in Talkeetna, Alaska. But during that time, even there, I was leading music in the church and as well as pastoring. And then we moved back into Anchorage, and I started the Cowboy Church of Anchorage and led the music there as well. So pastored and sang, and I guess it was about 10 years ago that I started singing in a local competition with a local radio station there in Anchorage called K-Bear. And they have a competition called K-Bear Country Idol, and so I started competing in that. And it was my first time really singing outside of the church, but, you know, it went real well. I ended up in the finals a couple times, and K-Bear started using me in their promotional material that they would go out and when they would have country nights, they would ask me to come and perform and do some of those things. And so the rest was kind of, as they say, history. That's kind of how it started.
Wow, that is an amazing story. That is excellent. Okay. Now, being multi-talented, can you tell listeners how you're able to minister in song and word? And what I mean by that is when you travel, do you basically minister and sing, or do you mostly sing in order to get your message across to the people?
You know, it depends completely upon the venue. You know, if I'm in a bar situation, it's I'm not going to be preaching in that bar situation, so I let the music do that. If I'm in a church, I sing more gospel music, and if I have the opportunity to share my faith and share word and message, I do that as well. And so it just truly depends upon the venue and where I'm at. My faith is shared, though, through my walk, regardless of where I'm at, whether it's in a bar, whether it's a casino, whether it's a church. You know, I let my testimony come out through my walk, through the way I interact with the people that are there, through the way that I even treat the venue. And, you know, I show up on time and respect them and do the things that they ask to be done and make sure that I do it appropriately and put on the very best show that I can. So it's even, you know, it's even that much of it is part of my testimony. But then, you know, if I have the opportunity to share my faith with someone, I definitely do that.
Wow, Mr. Doug, it's so just amazing that you just spoke about testimony, because that was my next question. But what I really want to tell you is that I really like your ministry, because you're going outside the doors of the edifice of the church.
Yeah.
And you said no matter where you are, you're going to still display who God is. And I really admire that about you. It's excellent.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, I mean, we do. We need to get outside of the church doors, and so many people are caught up in tradition, and you know, we think because
yeah.
we unlock the church doors on Sunday morning that people are just going to come, and you
right.
know, you get a few who might be going through something that are looking for something, but you know, the reality is that people come to church because they're invited.
That's right.
That and where are you going to meet people? You know, it's out. You're not going to meet them in the church parking lot. You're not going to meet them there. So you have to be out and doing things. And really, you know, as a pastor, most of my friends and most of the people that I hang out with for mm-hmm. my adult life were people in the church and that were already saved. So how do you find these people? You have to just go out to where they're at and meet them where they're at and bring them in and let them see Christ through you. Let them see what you're doing, and you bring them in that way.
That's right. Wow, amazing. Yes, that's my philosophy as well. Excellent. Okay. Now, as I said before, when you spoke about a testimony, what testimony can you share for those new musicians or those who are starting in ministry or pastoralship? If they're just starting out in music ministry or just starting out to minister or pastor, what can you share with them?
You know, the thing that I would share more than anything else is something that I heard whenever I was in Bible college. You know, as a minister, you have to have a very tough shell. You have to be kind of like a turtle. You have to have a very tough shell and yet still have a very soft heart. There are going to be a lot of people who you think are your friends who you think are good Christian folk that will treat you right. And you're going to find that a lot of those people will stab you in the back and will talk behind your back, and it hurts. So you have to have that very tough outer shell and yet be very sensitive to the needs of the people and be very sensitive to sharing the gospel every chance that you get. But it really does boil down. You know, I think that's the best advice that I ever received is be like a turtle, that soft heart and yet having that tough shell that because trials are going to come and people,
right.
You know, I just finished reading a book by a pastor that's here in Tennessee, and one of the things that he said in there, it made me laugh to where I was almost crying. I was laughing so hard. He talked about that before he was a pastor, before he got saved, he was in the business world, and you know, he was volunteering at church, and people always, you know, he said it, a lot of times people would talk behind his back, you know, and whatnot as he was volunteering, and then he surrendered his life to become a full-time pastor, and he figured, oh, you know, all the talking would stop, and he said, you know, what happened is people stopped talking behind his back. They just said it right to his face. And he said, you know, he said, I kind of preferred it when it was behind my back there for a while. But, you know, that's the honest and goodness truth. People just, even Christians in the church, especially sometimes that we put our trust in as far as, you know, that they will treat us like a brother or sister in Christ. And oftentimes they're the ones who hurt us worse. So you got to have that, maintain that tough shell, but keep that heart that's soft, that's pliable, that's open to hear what God has to say, but also able to minister to people who are hurting and in need.
Wow, Mr. Doug, I just like that imagery that you just expressed about the turtle, because even as Christians, as you were saying, we have to guard our hearts so that we will not sin against God,
yeah.
Because human nature says if someone does something to me, I'm going to do it back. But you're right.
Yeah.
We have to have that soft heart with that shell as well, you know, that tough shell.
Yeah.
We have to be able to take things. That's good. Oh, wow. I wrote that down, actually. I like that. Okay.
Well, that came from, I can't remember which professor said that when I was in Bible college, but that one always stuck with me, and I thought he was kind of nuts at the time, you know. you know, and before I was in the full-time ministry, and it wasn't too long in the full-time ministry that I discovered a lot of what he was saying was pretty true, but for whatever reason, that stuck with me, and I wish I could remember who it was that said it and give him the credit, but it was one of the professors that I had at Bible college.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that. Okay. Now, speaking of sharing, can you please share with listeners some of the awards the Lord has blessed you with? I know you've won many awards, but can you share some of them with us?
Sure. The you know, the one that I won last year is through the Independent Country Musicians Association, the ICOMA, and that was for Best Live Performance, and won that one last year. I'm up for nominations this year for Song of the Year through the same organization. I'm up through the IMEA Awards for three different awards there, and Heritage Music Awards, which is done by the Artists Guild. I'm up for some awards there, as well as I was a top five nominee for the Male Vocalist of the Year through Nashville Universe. So there's been a number of different organizations and whatnot that have recognized some of the hard work. And you know, and it goes back to a lot of these things come from industry professionals, and so it really means a lot. I mean, and then they open up to fan base voting as well, but it really, I mean, have the industry professionals and your peers that are nominating in these things, it's quite humbling, and it means an awful lot, because there's a lot of great artists out there, and there's a lot of, you know, very deserving people that are out there, and to have those nominations really means an awful lot.
Wow. First of all, I want to say congratulations to you, because I know it's a lot of hard work. It's excellent.
it's work, but you're working not for the awards. You're working, you know,
right.
I don't work for the awards. I want to make sure that the fans understand that and people understand that. I'm not working for the awards. I'm working to become a better artist all the time. I listen to my performances, and I watch video of myself, and I really am my own worst critic. I watch those things, and I pick apart my performances. You know, if I was someone watching, what would I want to see? What would I want to hear? How would, you know, what would make me more interested in this performance? So I really work to better those things. And the nice thing is with these awards is that there are industry people that my peers, like I said, that are recognizing the hard work and recognizing the development. And it really means an awful lot.
That's great. Wow. And speaking of music, I would like to play one of your songs, which is entitled Unknown Soldier. Is that correct?
That is. That's the current single. Excuse me. I apologize. That's the current single that we have out right now. I brought that out on Memorial Day weekend, and what we're doing with that song is 100% of the profits from that song are going to Operation Troop Aid, all the way from Memorial Day all the way through Labor Day, which will be September 3rd. It's not too far away here. And we're doing 100% of the profits of that song are going to Operation Troop Aid, which is an organization that helps our men and women who serve in the military, as well as our veterans. So very excited with that song and the response that we've been getting so far. And just invite folks, if they enjoy the song, please head over to the website, DougBriney.com, DougBriney.com, and they can pick that song up for 99 cents, and all the profits go directly to our troops through Operation Troop Aid. And they can also see the music video there as well.
Well, we appreciate that, and I'm going to play it right quick so that the listeners can hear it. Is that okay?
That'd be great.
All right. The title of the song is Unknown Soldier by Mr. Doug Brenny.
I am every father's son, barefoot boy next door, apple of the mother freedom's eye. Born all across this land, I was raised to be a man. I came from hometowns everywhere and I heard the battle cry. Some have called me Minuteman, Donnie Reb, G.I. Joe. Every war I've had a different name, and I made the sacrifice. Yes, I bravely gave my life. My spirits rise to the breeze made so glory way. Don't you know? On the seas and desert sand, I'm a sentry and I stand my watch alone. My soul will rest in peace, long as America stays free. I'm the heart of every boy that's never coming home. But don't you know me?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Unknown Soldier by Mr. Doug. Mr. Doug, thank you for sharing that with us. I appreciate that.
Well, no problem. I appreciate, again, you guys playing it. Sure do.
Thanks. Now, I have a couple more questions. If you could name one person who has encouraged you along the way, who is it and why would that person be the person that you just named?
Encourage me in the ministry or encourage me in music or encourage me in what area of life?
Encourage you in your music.
Encourage me in my music. I guess it would have to be It would really have to be my manager, Michael Stover with MTS Management. Has done a great job of encouraging me and keeping me on track. He does such a great job as manager, but he keeps me focused and keeps me pressing forward and been a very good encourager in my music. My wife, I would have to say her as well. We moved after 21 years living in Alaska down here to Nashville to follow this dream, and certainly her support has been a huge encouragement.
Wow, that's great. Okay. Now let's go to ministry. Let's go to the congregation. In ministry, what is something that you think people of God or anyone can receive more of as far as the Word of God? What would you say is a subject that we really need to speak about as far as Christianity is concerned in the church?
Well, I think holiness, without a doubt. I really do. I think holiness is one of the things we overlook. We like to pick our sins and say that these are not as bad or this is not as bad. And the reality is it's all sin, and it doesn't matter. It's all sin, and if it's sin, it's sin, and we don't have the right. We don't have the the right, I guess is the best word, to judge what is and what isn't acceptable sin. There is no acceptable right. sin when we're talking God's holiness, and I think we miss that. We think that, well, because we're not doing this terrible thing that we're okay, but we still lie, we still have impure thoughts, we still, whatever, the list just keeps going on. And you hesitate to name anything because you'll leave something out and say, somebody say, well, you see, he didn't name what I'm saying. No, sin is sin, and it doesn't matter how small we think it is, it's still sin. And I think that we get away from that, I'm not picking on any one sin or anything else, but we have people that serve in church that they live in a relationship that is not ordained by God because they're not married, and yet they're having children together. We live in an age where people think that is acceptable. We live in an age where people smoke, drink, or get drunk or do drugs or whatever else, and then they come to church on Sunday, and because they come to church on Sunday, they think it's okay. And we forget this subject of holiness, and really that's what we're called to. We're called to live a life of holiness. And we think, I think in our society and in America today, that because we're not on the news, that we're doing pretty good. And there is no pretty good. God's word says that all of our righteousness is like filthy rags before him. And we need to remember that. And I think that's something that we forget, and I think it's something that's very needed in the churches today is a real call back to holiness and holy living and repentance. And I think that's the problem. We've become so self-sufficient in our mindset, and we've made our own rules, and they're not God's rules. They're our own. And I think we have done ourselves, and I think we've done God a great disservice by that.
Wow, you're exactly right. And speaking of that, when you said that, holiness is something that we really need to speak about, what would you say would be your greatest challenge when you are ministering to people anywhere? It doesn't have to be at your particular church. What is your greatest challenge when you're ministering to people and when you're trying to change a mindset of people so that they can enter that holiness state? Because a lot of people would say, well, we've all sinned and fallen short, but there's still an expectation that we should live a holy life.
I think the biggest challenge that I face sometimes is not wanting to grab a 2x4 and club someone over the head and say, don't you get this? Come on. I'm speaking a little tongue-in-cheek there, but the reality is that's true for me. I fight that. It's a very frustrating thing for me when people the Bible says, "Come, let us reason together." And it talks about iron sharpening iron, and it has all these things where it talks about us. Let's come. Faith is not blind, and people who think that our faith is blind are blind to the truth. Our faith is not blind, and there are more proofs. There are more scientific evidence for God's way of living and the biblical account of creation. I'm hitting all sorts of different things here, but there's more relevance and more proof to that than there is anything else. And people who, when you start pointing out those things and you start really explaining it to them, and people get very defensive and throw up these walls and get mad, and they start making them personal attacks as opposed to really rationally having a discussion with you, that's the frustrating thing for me. And I want to take that 2x4 and club them over the head sometimes and say, listen, you brought this up. You wanted to talk about this, and you thought that you're just going to nail me to the wall because, you know, you've talked to some Christians in the past who don't have answers, but when you talk to someone who does have answers, it frustrates you, and then you go on a personal attack. And that's not why I'm here. I'm not here to make personal attacks or to defend myself. There is no defense for me. I am a sinner who is saved completely by grace. And so whenever I take the wind out of their sails, there is no defense for me. But now when you attack my God, when you attack the one, now he doesn't need my help, but there is a there is a righteous indignation that happens, and it is frustrating for me that people cannot talk anymore, that they want to argue, they want to get upset about things and take sides and fight without talking anything out anymore. We have current events going on all over our world, and all you got to do is go to Facebook, go to any news center and watch a post come up on any current world event that's out there right now, whether it's what's taking place over in with ISIS over in Jerusalem and Syria and that area, or whether it's what's taking place in Ferguson, whether it is what takes place in Washington, what takes place in California, or whether it's the death of Robin Williams that has taken place, whatever it is, whatever news event comes up, watch, and they're a person will post something or they'll make a comment, and within 30 seconds there's an argument that happens online, and it's all about a personal attack as opposed to a logical discourse and discussion about something, and that drives me crazy, and I think that's what's lacking. I think we have lost civility and the ability to converse about different viewpoints without making it personal, and I think that's the biggest challenge that I face as a person, is whenever I'm talking to someone and they want to make a personal attack as opposed to talking about what it is that is really of importance.
Wow, that's good. Okay. Now, speaking of some of your music and your ministry, what are some immediate goals that you would like to achieve, and what are some long-term goals that you would like to achieve?
Immediate goals that I have music-wise, I really have, it's a huge one. It's a major goal. And it's a scary big goal, but I'd like to be on the Grand Ole Opry before the end of this year. That's a huge goal. And I don't know that I have a lot of people telling me that it's not doable, but you know what? It's that's still a goal of mine, and I still would like to see that happen. I'm still working towards that. I would love to be on the Grand Ole Opry and have that opportunity to play there. That's a serious musical goal for me. Another goal for me is to be out on the road playing more and have that opportunity to get out and play more. Long-term goals, my long-term goals center more around my family and the financial aspect of this business. We moved from Alaska 21 years. We moved to Nashville last year. We knew it was going to be hard financially, but we didn't realize just how hard. My wife works, and she makes a very rough commute in and out of Nashville every day, and I would like to give her, so this is kind of a long-term and short-term combined, because I'd like to make it as short as possible, but my real long-term goal here is to make it so she doesn't have to work. Now, she will still choose to work, but folks know that. She loves what she does, but it would be nice for her to work at a center. She does early childhood education, and like to her to be able to work at a center in our neighborhood where she doesn't have to make that commute, and we're not dependent upon the better salary and better insurance, that we'll be able to do that and allow her to choose to work instead of having to work. So that's a short-term goal, but it also is a long-term goal. You know, we're not talking about living in a mansion. We live in a very small home here in Old Hickory, and we're content with not having crazy riches of this world. That's not what we're after. But to give my family and to give my wife that she doesn't have to work, that's a big goal of mine. Music and that does connect to the music because it's part of how to do this, and so. You know, another goal of mine is to do some touring overseas, and I'd like to, I'd like to tour with the USO and perform for our troops overseas. That's a huge goal that I have, to say thank you to our men and women who are serving and be able to get on the field with them and do that. That's a long-term goal that I have.
Wow, that is... just awesome. Those are excellent goals that you have. And the Grand Opry is actually beautiful inside. Have you heard about the Stellar Awards that they've had?
Oh, yeah.
It's nice. And I believe you can do it. I know you can. Just keep praying about it. You can do it.
We keep praying. We keep working towards it. And you know, here it's a lot about the contacts. And so we're making those contacts. We're performing every chance that I get. I'm performing and enhancing and working on my songwriting skills and doing the things that I know to do and trusting God for the rest.
That's right. That's a good formula. Now, Mr. Doug, is there anything else that you would like to share that has not been shared? Anything that's on your heart, your mind, that you would like to share at this time?
You know, the biggest thing, and we've already talked a little bit about it, and you've played the song Unknown Soldier, but I do want to just encourage everyone, please head over to the website, DougBriney.com, DougBriney.com. It's 99 cents. You can do it through PayPal or you can do it through your credit card right there on the website. And 100% of the profits from that song go to Operation Troop Aid. And we're nearing the end of this campaign. I'd like to see us... you know, in the final days of this campaign, really just blow the doors off of this thing. And it's only going to happen if people get out there and download that music. And that really would mean an awful lot to me. And so that's the biggest thing that I want to encourage folks to do. And then if you want to contact me, please, there's a contact form right on my website there. And no one else gets that. That comes directly to me. I respond to every email that I get through my website. Personally, no one else gets that. So you can ask me questions, whatever is on your heart, just go ahead and email that to me, and I will respond with that very quickly.
Wow. Okay. Appreciate that. Mr. Doug, I would like to, in the future, invite you again to come on the Love of Jesus Ministry to give us a word from God on a Sunday. And so anytime that you would like to come on the Love of Jesus Ministry and share a word of God on a Sunday, please let me know, okay?
Well, okay, we'll do that. We'll get with Mike and with manager Mike and see if we can't arrange that. That would be good.
Okay, and I would like to appreciate you and your manager, Mr. Stouffer, and I just ask that the Lord continue to bless you with your gifts and bless your family and all of your long-term and short-term goals be achieved. We claim that in the name of Jesus. And so I really appreciate you coming on the Love of Jesus Ministry.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Alfreda. I appreciate the opportunity. I really do.
All righty. Well, thank you, Mr. Doug, and this concludes our interview. I really appreciate you.
All right. Have a great night.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Doug Breeny. And as you all know, as he said, the particular single, Unknown Soldier, is on iTunes. So make sure that when you visit iTunes that you look up Mr. Doug Breeny. And the 99 cents that you contribute goes to our soldiers and the veterans. You know, and I served in the military, and I think it's a very important thing to support our troops, support our veterans, and other individuals who stand fast and hold fast and keep our particular country safe. So be sure to support his music ministry. In addition to that, he has many other songs, and he gave you his particular website. Be sure to reach out to him and contact him, and that's to different radio stations and broadcasts. Because as you can see, this was an excellent interview, and we learned a lot about the ministry as well as the music. So without further ado, I would like to go ahead and give you a few announcements, and then I will bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. A spiritual guide on the go is online and in your local bookstores. If you go to follows.com, if you go to bookworld.com, that's BOOKWHIRL.com, or amazon.com, amazonuk.com, barnesandnobles.com, you will find a spiritual guide on the go. Please be sure to pick that up. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for 169 individuals. If you have to pray for if you have to add all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, I would like to go ahead and tell you a little bit about an event on October 4th. As you all know, there has been a posting on my Facebook page entitled Unity in the Community, and this particular posting is for anyone and everyone who is in the Fort Worth, Dallas area, as well as in Central Texas, out of Central Texas, if you come in, that's fine. But there will be a huge event entitled Unity in the Community. Bring your family out and your friends. There will be many gospel artists. There will also be Miss Angelia Robinson. You remember her from the Have and Have Nots. She's also worked very closely with Mr. Fred Hammond. She does a lot of things in the community, and so we really want to support her. I'm going to go out and support him. I'm also reaching out to some individuals in the Fort Worth, Dallas area, as well as Central Texas. And so we want to make sure that we bring a lot of people to this event, because it's very uplifting and it empowers us to become united, because there are a lot of things that disconnect us in the community, but we're actually fostering unity in the community through this event. And as I said before, the visionary behind this event is working very hard to get the word out, and is also bringing in a lot of individuals who could really be the glue that helps unite the communities. And it's not just the communities in the Fort Worth, Dallas area. If you come out, you can take some of this take some of these ideas back to your community and do the same thing. So be sure to stay tuned for many updates about October 4th, Unity in the Community, with Miss Angelia Robinson. So be sure to check that out. In addition to that, there's also an event with Madam Oprah Winfrey and many, many other guests in Houston, Texas. That is the 17th and 18th, so be sure to mark your calendars with that. I will also bring some church news. We're having a play, and we're also auctioning a barbecue pit, because that is part of our fundraiser for the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. So I will have a lot of those announcements during our next setting, which is tomorrow. I will have many of those announcements, but continue to watch the Afrida Love page on Facebook, and continue to reach out to me at the I Got to Have Faith page. So be sure to reach out to me and connect with me. Gospel artists, promoters, authors, writers, directors, actors, actress, publicists, any individual who is a positive community leader, please, please continue to reach out to Afrida Love. You can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on this particular ministry. Please continue to listen for updates on a new play, book, project that the Lord has blessed me with entitled Can You Hear Me? It's a very inspirational story. I'm an advocate for faith-based movies, faith-based books, faith-based screenplays. And so the Lord has given me a vision, and I'm putting that vision into work. The Lord has blessed me to go on many different platforms, and the Lord has blessed me with a few things as far as expanding the ministry. And so if we're appreciative of the small things, the Lord will bless us. So we have to be appreciative of everything that the Lord gives us. And so just be sure to look out for that. In addition to that, on this week we have many different artists and actors and actresses who will come on the ministry, and I will tell you who that is on tomorrow. So be sure to come back on tomorrow so that you will know what's going on for the duration of the week. I have more information to give you for this whole year, the 2014 year, but I want to do it by weeks because it can get confusing if you put too many things out. I want you to also know that there are newsletters going out about the Love, Live, Jesus ministry. We also have different materials concerning the Love, Live, Jesus ministry because our ministry is international rather than citywide. It's international. And so, meaning that it spreads, it reaches the highest mountain to the lowest valley, okay? In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to pray for one for another. I want you to stay encouraged. Students, remember, tomorrow some students start school. Make sure that you're on your best behavior. Make sure that you get a good night's rest tonight. Make sure that you bring what you're supposed to bring to school. If you have not registered, make sure that you know the location that you are supposed to register. And make sure you have a good day and, you know, just live day by day. You know, don't worry about the week. Just live day by day and be the best you can each day. As I said before, my information is emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE, or you can reach out to me on the I Got to Have Faith page, and I will put that also on my Afrida Love page. So without further ado, I would like to say if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.